This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan, Christmas is coming.
It certainly is.
And often there's a bit of an interesting conversation with your kids, you know, whether you do or don't do Santa.
Ah, jolly St. Nick.
Jolly old St. Nick. Well, we're joined right now by Paul Stevens, who is a pastor. He's a former NRL player as well. And he's just written a book called The Boy Who Became Santa Claus, which is meant to really help have these conversations well. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Mate, doing well. And you have tackled a challenging conversation, a conversation about Santa.
That's right. That's right. I'm excited to tackle it, but it is a challenging one for sure.
Can you tell us what the book is all about?
For sure. It's really, I discovered a few years ago doing research for a message I was going to bring to my church service at Christmas, that Santa Claus is actually real, is based on the person of Nicholas, who then became Saint Nick, who then became Santa Claus, the man in red that we know. And when I discovered that, I literally fell off the chair, like, what? First, this guy's real. And secondly, this guy was a person of faith, and he's got a wonderful backstory from very young. I thought, you know what, I've got to put this to paper. I really felt people need to know the true story, because I think it adds to the Christmas real reason for the season, because this person really has the same kind of beliefs that I do. And even those who don't will enjoy it and go, wow, that's the reason why we're so generous, kind, and the reason why we give gifts at Christmas, you know. So it's a lovely journey and story from when he was very young. That's why I call it The Boy Who Became Santa Claus, yeah.
Mate, but even within the Christian family, this is a divisive conversation. You start anything about Santa and people are going to fall on two sides of the fence. How do you think your book's going to help with that?
Yeah, that's why I wrote it. I wanted particularly church people, because I think we've had this challenge where, hey, can I really celebrate the real reason for the season? We know it's Jesus' birthday, and also still have Santa Claus involved. Does that take away from it? Does that dishonor that? But the truth of the matter is that if you, after doing the research, realize that the man in red is based after this true real-life character called Nicholas, who became the Bishop of Myra. So he was a man of the cloth like me. And we discover where he gets his red suit from, where he gets his name from, all was wrapped up in his faith in Christ. Mm. And so I think church people, if they're open, they'll see that this is the real story and go. I'm a little bit concerned about having Santa and Jesus at Christmas too. This guy is one of our greatest proponents of the gospel. And we actually can celebrate him because he's a real-life hero. And the reason he gave gifts, showed kindness, is because of the very first Christmas, you know, the nativity scene, Christ being born. And then also even for people who we talk with in the marketplace, say, hey, look, did you know Santa has a background of faith? And and a wonderful quality characteristics that many families would love to see in their young children, you know. Mm. So I think if people are open, they'll be pleasantly surprised and really enjoy the journey and the transition of the adventure of him, of this young boy, Nicholas, becoming, Santa Claus.
And you actually say that Nicholas is a good kind of role model for kids. Can you explain more about that?
For sure. Well, he grew up, and it's all in the real children's book, picture book. It's got lovely illustrations that show him as a young boy being raised by loving parents who taught him about the faith, who instilled in him the principles of kindness and generosity. They took him so they were wealthy, his parents. This is all kind of this historical fact from research that I did. But they were not people who hoarded their wealth. They actually were very generous, taught him how to be generous, and once a year they would go and give to the poor. Hmm. And his kind of favourite time of year. And it's wonderful. There's lovely themes in the book. One of them is about parents inputting into their children. And, of course, it's not one of the greatest gifts you can give is your time. So that theme of gift-giving, and these guys input into their young person about the faith and about the practicals of the faith, which means that you help others from having that belief. And so he grew up on his own accord, hearing stories that he was in the Roman Empire when he grew up in the days when Christians were getting persecuted, where there was a lot of poverty, and he would actually give his own money because he was a young man with money himself because he was in a wealthy family, quickly give it to families to help save the day. In many cases, they couldn't put food on the table. Some were going to be sold as slaves because they couldn't pay their debts, and here he comes to the rescue. Hence, the origin of Santa coming. And I just love one of the lines in there is, he just finally gets caught eventually by this other family that has been giving Roman gold coins to help get him out of starvation and slavery. I say, what do you do it in his secret? And he's like, it's good to give when only God knows. And it's a very powerful story of this kind, generous young man that ends up growing up, going into the ministry, becoming a bishop. And as a bishop, he uses his platform to help more people in the city, and then eventually becoming, Santa Claus with a white beard and a red suit.
Mm-hmm. Paul, can I?
I'm not sure if that makes sense, but... No.
Absolutely, man. Well, let's pick up on that bit about, becoming the jolly fellow in the red suit. Pastor to pastor right now, boss. You think about Christmas, you think about Easter, you think about the commercialization and how it becomes about a bunny rabbit and a jolly old fella who runs down the chimney. Do you feel a bit sad about the commercialization of Christmas and Easter and, that happening?
For sure. I think those things are good. But I would always love to see everybody going back to the reason. We don't want to leave. One of the reasons I wrote the book was we're celebrating someone's birthday at Christmas without mentioning his name. Mm-hmm. So this is the way, is a real subtle, lovely way to put Christ back into Christmas.
Yeah.
And when you read the story, Nick helps explain even how we got the backstory to the word Christmas. You get my meaning? And hey, the very first Christmas present is, and he tells that to the kids that he starts delivering gifts to, and explains the reason why he gives gifts. And I think it is true, we have to be careful that we don't get off it's like celebrating your birthday, but we don't mention you. It's like, what are we doing here? We've lost the plot. And of course, the central aspects of love, kindness, generosity, bravery all come back really. To the gospel and to fact Jesus was born at Christmas and then the Easter story. So I think, in my thinking, I don't want to cut all those lovely things out. I still think they're good, but we can use them as tools to point people back to the origin of why we're celebrating these wonderful, events, if you like, in our calendar. Does that make sense? So let's use it rather than being hardline, I think. But with the aim of always making sure that everybody knows and remembers the real reason why we're celebrating the birthday or the Easter story, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's really part, yeah.
Paul, it's so exciting to hear about this book. It's a kids' picture book called The Boy Who Became Santa Claus by Paul Stevens. Thank you so much for joining us to talk all about it, Paul. Really appreciate it.
No, look, thank you so much, guys, for taking interest. And look, it is up on most of the websites that distribute books, Amazon, etc. And I hope people grab it and see for themselves the wonderful backstory and the origins to many of our Christmas traditions that we know and love. A lot of them based in faith, which they will be quite surprised to know. So thanks, guys. I really appreciate the time.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.